This is NPR's Life in Berlin. Berliner winters can drag on. The days are short and mostly gray. Cold winds whip across the broad streets. To be honest, I agree with Benjamin Fisher.
It's a little depressing. It's very gray.
His co-worker, Merlin Ludenbach, is more generous about the cold and gray.
Right, like you have, it's cold, it's dark. Exactly, the metal always has two sides where, you know, it's cozy, it's, you kind of share this cold together. And getting through the winter together like a family of bears, which is getting into a cave and just sleeping. And people, we have like this saying in German, Berliner Winter, freu dich drauf, so Berliner Winter, looking forward to it. Mm-hmm.
That saying does not exist.
It does. It does. Berliner Winter, freu dich drauf. No, we created that.
Like YouTube.
Yeah.
Usually people are not really looking forward to the Berliner Winter.
I should clarify that Fisher is the inventor of a seasonal hot punch, also called Berliner Winter. After some tinkering while working as a bartender, he developed the perfect formula to beat the winter blues. Hot, spiced, unfiltered German organic apple juice and some vodka.
Because it was a seasonal drink, people are really looking forward to have it again.
Berliner Winter is a small business. It originally started as a part-time gig while Fisher was finishing his studies at the university, but became so popular that Fisher made bottling cocktails his full-time job. The two-man company now runs out of a small space in Kreuzberg, which means they can focus on keeping the quality high.
Direct apple juice is not from a concentrate, which I think you can really taste the difference. And that's what a lot of people come to our stand, they try it the first time, they're like, oh wow, it's really good apple juice. And it is, it's from Streuobstwiesen.
Fisher and Ludenbach insist that Berliner Winter is not just an alternative to Glühwein at cafes and Christmas markets. It's the alternative warm drink, especially because many of the large commercial markets serve only pre-made, industrial-produced Glühwein.
Glühwein, I think, used to be something that Granny would do with a lot of different ingredients, and they do it in an original way. You're now going to Christmas market and you're buying €4 a cup of shitty product, like, which tastes all right because there's so much sugar in it that you barely can't taste anything else. And then you have a headache and the next day, I think it's not a good deal.
For those looking for an organic, small business alternative to mass market Glühwein, Berliner Winter's got you covered. For NPR Berlin, I'm Lily Kelting.